The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
It is a pleasure for us to be here. And I want to welcome all of the folks that have come for this service today, those who have been here before, those who come every Sunday, as well as those for whom this may be the first time. Gay, I think I jumped the gun, didn't I?
Thank you. Today, we have the pleasure of welcoming TJ back to Cook's. So, TJ and Mel Thompson and their family, virtually everyone here knows that TJ was our pastor for 23 years. He started here on Homecoming Sunday in 1995 and retired in January 2018. They relocated here from Florida when Kevin was in the 11th grade, Peter in 9th, and Sarah in the 3rd grade. For many of us, we've had the pleasure of watching their children grow into adulthood, and so we're proud of all of them. Today, we're again privileged to witness another step in that growth as TJ baptizes their 9th grandchild, Sarah and Adam's daughter, Ava Jane. Mel and TJ now live in a beautiful community in Venice, Florida, and as evident by their tans, are very active in their neighborhood. They've certainly touched many lives here at Cook's and have worn many hats over the years. Mel was a deacon known as Mel Mel to many dozens of children at Cook's Play School, where she retired after 15 years of teaching. TJ was our pastor, counselor, confidant, mentor, friend, and leader. He helped us through sad times as well as joyous ones. And many of our young people were baptized, went through his confirmation classes. Many folks were married by TJ, like our son, Jason and Ashley, here at Cook's over 10 years ago. TJ was also part of the 2011 mission trip to Caggiato and has continued his involvement with Hope for Caggiato. Dave and I have had the pleasure of visiting with TJ and Mel in Florida. They accompany us to Covenant Life Presbyterian, a church in Sarasota that supports the home where we present our updates. If you came to Cook's after they retired, you would certainly enjoy getting to know this wonderful family. TJ and Mel, it's great to see you. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When Gay called and said she was going to introduce us, the only thing Mel said was, keep it clean. Gay, thank you so much. Please take the hand clasp pad and make sure that you sign in and let those in your pew know who you are and talk to each other by name after the service is over. Please also note the information on the reverse side of the bulletin, and especially that Tuesday night, the Christmas Eve service is at 5 o'clock. And for the families with children, be here at 4 o'clock for rehearsal for the program that takes place as a part of the worship at 5. Also, please note all of the other information, and especially those who need our prayers and our concerns. At this time, let us worship God.
Soon we shall celebrate the birth of Jesus. Christmas is a time of worship, the moment when the busiest of us pause and wonder. Christmas happens when God comes to us in love through Jesus Christ and fills us with love for all humankind. God showed love for us by sending the Son into the world that we might have life through him. This is what love is. It is not that we have loved God, but that God loved us and sent the Son to be the means by which our sins are forgiven. Dear friends, if this is how God loved us, then we should love one another.
Eva has a fireplace.
It's okay.
She can hide also.
It's okay. Jesus the Christ is our hope. Jesus the Christ is our hope for peace. Jesus, the Christ, is our hope for peace that produces the joy that is promised in God's word. This candle represents love because Christ loved us enough to come to earth so that all people can be saved and to learn to love one another. Let us pray together what is printed for us in the bulletin. Oh God, we thank you that Jesus showed your love for every person, babies and children, young people and elderly, sick people and those who were strong, rich people and those who were poor. During this Advent, may we uncover the love you have had for all persons and share it as Jesus did.
As Sarah mentioned a moment ago, Advent is the time that we prepare for the celebration of God's greatest gift sent to our world the night when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. This season of Advent reminds us to compare how we reach out to others with the ways that God reaches out to each of us. It is a time to examine how we share our faith, how we practice God's message of giving, how we are encouraged to help where and when we are needed and as we are able, and to do all we can to bring justice and peace to a hurting world. This season of Advent reminds us that throughout life there will always be hope, because there will always be God and the grace that God gives. That grace was shown not only in a baby born to be a king, but in the personhood of one who lived and died so that our sins would be forgiven, in order to restore our broken relationship with God and have newness of life. Galatians 3:27-28 says, "As many of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek, there is no longer slave or free, there is no longer male or female, for all are one in Christ Jesus." When we are baptized in Jesus' name, we become Jesus' sisters and brothers. The Holy Spirit puts God's seal upon us so that God's promises may take on an entirely new meaning for us. Our celebration today reminds us that the visible church is composed of Christ believers and their children. When we present our children for baptism, we do so because we believe they already belong to God by virtue of God's covenanted mercies. We do not baptize because we fear for the condition of the soul of an unbaptized child, but because we want to claim God's promises for that child. So since our faith and belief are gifts to us from God, our baptism does not depend upon our faithfulness toward God, but upon God's faithfulness toward us. It is not what we do in baptism that matters, but what the Spirit of God does. So as we celebrate the sacrament of holy baptism today with Ava Jane, let us embrace the promises of God we receive through Scripture in the power and presence of the Holy Spirit with us always, that today is a day of hope. Hope in God's call to each of us as beloved children. Today as a day of unity. Unity in one God, one faith, one baptism. Today as a day of love. The love of our parents sharing the love of God. Today as a day of community. A community that will worship and wander together. Today is a day of sacred stories. Sacred stories that connect us to our Jewish relatives, to the people in our Bible, to all the followers of Jesus yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And today is a day of water. Water that gives and sustains life. Water that binds us to Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension. Water that we can feel and taste, a sign of an inward grace. Water that washes over us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God is here. Today is a baptism day. So let us now remember with joy our own baptisms as we celebrate in this sacrament today.
On behalf of the session, I present Ava Jane Glazer, daughter of Sarah and Adam Glazer, and sister of Davis and Abram, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Baptism reminds us of the promises of God regardless of the time of year. When infants are baptized, the parents are asked to make promises that are in response to God's promises. Sarah and Adam, please respond to the following questions with "We do." Do you now reaffirm your faith in Jesus as the Christ, your Savior and Lord?
We do.
Do you recognize that through these waters of baptism, Ava Jane becomes your sister in faith, as well as the daughter God has given you to raise to know Jesus, to love Jesus, and to serve Jesus as her Savior and Lord? Do you?
We do.
Since Ava has two older brothers who have also been baptized, we ask them for their support and cooperation to help Ava as she grows in life and in faith. Davis and Abram. As Ava Jane's brothers, will you try to be good examples to her of love, compassion, and care as all of you grow together in your faith in Jesus as the Christ, your Savior and Lord? If so, please answer Grandpa, Pawpaw, with "We do." Hello?
We do.
Do you want to hold this yourself?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Well, we all know how much support we need to live our lives as productively as possible in order to witness to our faith in Jesus as the Christ, our Savior and Lord. On behalf of Christ's body, the church, please respond to the following two questions with "We will." Will we represent the body of Christ, offer our support, our prayers, and our fellowship to Ava Jane as she becomes our sister in faith? Will we pledge to help Sarah and Adam, Davis and Abram, as they teach and demonstrate what it means to be Christ believers for this day and time as we share our faith together?
We will.
Please join me as we pray the litany printed in the bulletin. Magnificent God, we are gathered in this place with joy as our touchstone and thanksgiving as our song.
We celebrate the gift of grace in this sacrament, giving thanks for the gift of life of Ava Jane Glazer, and rejoicing in this opportunity to receive her into our family of faith by baptism.
As this water is sprinkled over her, may she feel bathed in a sanctuary of belonging, encircled with love and care.
As her sisters and brothers, may our strength go with her, our dreams, our laughter, our wisdom, and our prayers.
In this moment, this once-in-a-lifetime occasion, we are reflected in her face generations of faithful disciples who have already passed through these waters.
So in this moment, we overflow with hope for your ongoing care for her and for us, for Jesus' sake.
Amen.
The waters of baptism are being poured by her grandparents, Tony and Sally Glazer. And the bowl will be held by her grandmother, Mel. Here, we hold that. All right. Hi, baby. Mel's going, "Look out, here we go." Ava Jane, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are now a child of the covenant. May God bless you and keep you, and may you always be open to God's guidance.
Let us pray. Creator God, giver of life, what a wonderful time of year to claim your promises made in Christ Jesus. As we remember his coming among us once again, we rejoice that Ava Jane is now our sister in faith because of Jesus' gift to us of eternal life with you. By your grace, may Ava take her place in the body of Christ as it ministers to her along her pathway of life and faith. And may Sarah, Adam, Davis, and Abram be aware of your presence, guiding them to demonstrate Jesus' way, truth, and life through their living in this day and time. May Ava's extended family be open to your Spirit, leading them to help Sarah, Adam, Davis, and Abram as they learn and grow together with Ava, to make Jesus come alive in their journeys of life and faith as Savior and Lord. May this body of Christ believers join together with this family to truly experience your love, grace, and mercy as we share the purposes for which you call us to serve you, as we serve one another, for the sake of Christ Jesus, who joins us in the Spirit to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Catholic and Apostolic Church through baptism. It is God who has adopted her into this household of faith. It is God who will show us by His Spirit how to welcome Ava and how to share our journeys of life and faith with her. It is God who expects and directs us to use the resources with which we have been entrusted to support the ministry of this congregation to be able to help Ava, those who have come before her, and those who will come after her to learn and grow their faith. Let us return to God. What is God's already?
All three of my kids are upset.
The question we ask ourselves this morning is, would we have predicted a Messiah who would come to a poor married couple who had no wealth or political power? Would we have predicted that a Savior Messiah would be born in a lowly stable? In fact, are we ever surprised today in how God will work in our lives or in the lives of others? We say that God is in control, but do we really believe that to be true? Do we have the peace that surpasses all understanding, especially when life's challenges arrive? Can we rest in the thought that our Lord loves us and cares for us and that we're in the palm of his hand? Who would ever have imagined that God would break his silence in the way he did, or that Mary would hear his message from an angel's lips? He said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will give birth to a son. Call him Jesus." And the Spirit gave Mary the words to answer.
we have here?
A Christmas gift. It's Christmas, you know.
What? Who is the gift for?
I don't know, but let's open it. I wonder what's inside.
I bet it's a coffee mug.
No, I bet it's a pair of pajamas.
Well, let's just look and see.
This is strange.
Oh, wow. This is a strange gift. Look. It appears to be pieces of paper.
Well, pull out one. Let's see what's on them.
This one says, the gift of birth. What does that mean?
Well, God sent his son in human form so that we, the people, would understand the mountaintop highs and the valley lows of our life.
Why don't you pick one?
The gift of Jesus' life. Wonder what that means.
Well, Jesus was an example of a compassionate being. Jesus preached a message of kindness and love. He healed the sick and he cared for the poor. And he taught others about the nature of God.
Well, there's still some more in there. You want to pick one out?
I do. This one says, the gift of the crucifixion.
Well, God so loved his people that he gave his only son to take that lonely walk to the cross just for you and just for me.
He sure did.
And he said he didn't come to condemn us, but to save us.
Well, there's some more.
The gift of love, mercy, and grace.
Those are wonderful qualities. God has chosen us to be his children. He gives us unconditional love, as a parent does, offering forgiveness, even though we are an undeserving people. His love, mercy, and grace abounds.
Well, there's still some more.
This one is the gift of faith.
Well, Jesus ascended into heaven, and he promised he'd never leave us. For us, faith is having the confidence and assurance that he's always with us, even when we have to believe in things we cannot see. And he promised that the Father and the Son would always be with us in the form of the Holy Spirit.
There's a few more.
The gift of eternal life.
Well, you know we are promised life in heaven with God, a life filled with no more sorrow, and no more pain. God will wipe away all tears. There will be no more death or suffering. These things will be gone forever.
Well, Christmas is more than just a coffee mug and a pair of pajamas. Christmas is a lifetime gift of God's love and his promises for us.
The promise is God is faithful to us even when we fall short. He promises to always be by our side. He promises to love and care and extend mercy and grace to all who believe and to all who choose to follow him.
Distant plains, some to exile far from home.
John wrote, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory." Mary and Joseph were the first to see it. Then the shepherds who came in from the hills that night caught a glimpse. And ever since then, people have found their way to him one way or another. When they see the baby for who and what he really is, they love him. For what would we have done if he hadn't been born in a lowly manger? Let's be vigilant, for the Christ comes in various and sundry methods, always through his Spirit, calling us to follow him. And a last question. If Jesus beckoned you this morning to follow him in salvation, will you? If you are a believer already and Jesus beckons you to yield your whole being to him in service, will you? We sing "Welcome to Our World." Will you, as a follower, say to him, "Come into my life, Holy Spirit. Cleanse me, refresh me, move me to a greater faith." The Bible affirms that when we pray this prayer, God will answer our prayer.
Would you please join me in our responsive commissioning and blessing? May the hope of this Advent season call us forward.
May this Advent season comfort us where we are.
May the joy of this Advent season be expressed through our words and our deeds.
May the love of this Advent season find its way through us
into the hearts of others. Amen.
She made me smile.
She was clapping. She was clapping.